Deposit dispute case study. Unreliable check-in evidence. We offer an independent and impartial resolution service for landlords, agents, and tenants who are unable to agree on how to distribute the deposit when the tenancy ends. Deposit details. The deposit was £1,420 and the disputed amount was £800. What had happened? The tenant said that they were not given a check-in report when they moved in, and when they asked for it, they were sent a report that was dated from the previous year. When the tenant left, they said that they left the property as clean as it was when their tenancy started. They admit that there was a nail varnish mark on the bed base, which was an accident, but this is very small and the bed can still be used. The tenant says that they are happy to pick up a photo frame and a couple of shoe boxes which they left in the wardrobe from the property. However, they believe that they should not be responsible for things that they didn't do. The agent responded, saying that all tenants were given a copy of the inventory at the start of their tenancy, and no issues were reported with the condition of the property at that time. They also said that the property had a full clean before the tenants moved in and it needed a deep clean throughout at the end. They later contradicted the tenant and said that the bed base was badly stained and was brand new at the start of the tenancy, so it needed replacing. They stated that several items were also left in the property. They said that other damage included two cracked panes of glass in the back bedroom and bathroom. The kitchen worktop was heavily scratched and the hob was beyond cleaning. What evidence was provided? They provided the check-in and check-out reports, undated photographs, invoice, and the tenancy agreement. What was decided and why? The following points were taken into consideration when making the decision about this case. The check-in report was dated 1 year before the tenancy. There was no signed acceptance to show that the tenants had agreed to the content of the report provided, and that it was representative of the condition of the property on the date they moved in. The agent was unable to prove that the report was sent to all tenants at the start of this tenancy, which meant the report could not be used for the purpose of this dispute. The photographs provided by the landlord to show the condition of the property at the beginning of the tenancy were undated, and could not therefore be relied upon. The checkout report was brief and there were no photographs to support the landlord's claim. Without a valid check-in report, no accurate comparison of the condition of the property between the start and the end of the tenancy could be made, and this would be required to find the tenant responsible for all the claims made against them. However, the tenant did admit responsibility for nail varnish on one of the bed bases and for leaving some items at the property. Without knowing the exact condition of the bed at the start, and due to the small number of items left, only a small amount of compensation was awarded. The final decision concluded that the tenant should be awarded nothing and the landlord £60. How can you avoid this happening in the future? Where there is a new tenancy or even a change of tenant during a tenancy, it is important to have an up-to-date detailed report for the new tenants. For a change of tenant in a joint tenancy, this may involve updating the original report and circulating it to all the tenants. Make sure all tenants are given a reasonable time and opportunity to make any comments or amendments, which can be attached to the document with all the parties' agreement. Best practice is for the tenants to sign the report, but failing this, at the very least, there must be proof that they were sent the report and had the opportunity to comment. Always keep an audit trail of any documents sent to tenants during the tenancy to support any issues that may arise.